Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, my beautiful, fabulous community. How much do I love you? To the moon and back again, for sure. Oh, I have lots of stuff to share with you. First, the announcements. Creation Station, half full already. If you're even inclined to ask about it, you better get on it. It's June 23rd, 24th, 25th. We also are offering it, as you know, online. And I had somebody email me about what exactly was going to be included. So this is what I have so far from the channel. But, you know, things continually expand and come in. It will be a complete training of how to do the work, testing, deciphering the highest truth, which is the most important part, using the sheets, finding your own language with your own individual channel, and shifting into all possibilities. We will even discuss beginning your own practice. During this, expanded information will come in regarding the universe, our world, and the opportunities available to us for even further expansion. All the meals are included. I take everybody out on Saturday night, and we have one raucous good time at a local restaurant. So, yeah, it's a great weekend, and it sells itself. So there you go. Okay, the next webinar, What the Hell is All This Violence About? February 15th from 6 to 8. I want us to come together as a community to understand where the roots of this violence are, what we can do it, how we can play a part in balancing the energy. Because, you know, one person doing their part can balance over 1,000 people. So if you put the whole community together, yeah, we can make a big, big difference, and we need to. Now's the time, guys. Now's why you've been called to do this work. Okay, it's the year of the glass ceiling. So let's come together and really make this the most powerful year for ourselves, for others, for our country, for our world. Okay, I want to talk to you today about possibilities, consciously, and they're saying right now, most of us share this really without being aware of it. We don't believe everything's possible. We believe some things are possible. We can create some things, we know that. But if there is a subconscious belief that all things are not possible, then they aren't. So if you are, and how many of you got up this morning and did the breathing exercise? I did. How many of you directed your day today? I did. How many of you are doing the work you know that creates the world of all possibilities? So this is what the channel gave us to get into alignment. I can only get close to creation. That's a subconscious belief that, of course, has been passed down. I can only get close to creation. Well, if I can only get close to creation, then it's not possible for me to create everything I want. So this is the ladder that they gave me. I can only get close to creation because I don't really know what I want. Cause, and listen, my heart and my brain and mind fight each other. Remember, masculine and feminine are one entity. So you want to go to your hearts to find out what you really want and really want to know, what your highest answer is. And then you want to tell your brain and mind, match this, create this with me. If we don't do that, we never fully have permission to love ourselves as the God that we are, because we don't create what we want. All things are possible to those who believe. Let me go over it one more time. I can only get close to creation because I don't really know what I want, because my heart and my brain and mind are fighting each other, and that doesn't give me permission to fully love myself. So an example of that would be, oh, I've got this hit that I want to create this. I'm sorry. You don't know enough about that. You don't know anybody in that arena. Nobody knows you. Why would you think you could successfully? Yeah, but my heart wants to do it. Yeah, but you know that's not reality. That's your heart and your mind fighting each other. So you have to go to your heart and then direct your mind and your brain to create what your heart wants. So we're going to balance all of that right now. We are, all of us, in this moment, invoking the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, and the golden light. We are divine love, and so it is. That balance for everybody that's on? Absolutely. Okay, so I had this little surgery on my eyeball. I had a little tiny bit of cancer in my lower eyelid. And it kept coming back. It's, you know, not the kind that spreads anywhere. But I had to have it cut out. So I did that this week, and it was really interesting to me to watch me do the work. And you know what I realized, guys? I wanted to go into the drama. Oh, my God, I'm getting anxious. Oh, my God, I'm, you know, this is kind of scary. I mean, I make my living with my face. I mean, and every time I would go there, I would stop and I would go, all right, Dee, what do you want? I know that my surgeon's hands are guided in the highest way. I know he knows what he's doing. I know they get all the cancer. I know that I repair and recuperate fast and easily, and I stay balanced through it all. That's what I want. So let me go into my heart and my love place and feel love around that. And I'm telling you guys, it was like being on the brink of a dramatic cliff and then floating down an ocean once I did the work. And I went, this is literally what we're all challenged with right now. Is, are you going to take yourself to the cliffs because of the drama that we've all learned, or are we going to do the work so we stay balanced and create what we want? That's your choice. So again, how many of you got up and did the breathing exercise? How many of you have directed your day? If you haven't, quit asking, what can I do? Because you already have the answer. You just got to do it. All right, we're going to the caller. Wait a minute. I can go to the caller, yes. Kathy in Illinois, you're on.
Hi there.
Hi, babe.
My question is about my mom. She's dealing with some health issues, and she doesn't seem to want to stay.
Well, when I say she's ready to go, and that is the right question, I get a no.
Okay, that's good.
You know, the highest thing they're giving me, Kathy, and it's going to my big yes, is she needs and wants more attention.
And then she, yeah, okay, she tells us she doesn't want us to drive there. She doesn't want us...
Yeah, but she
interrupt
does.
Our lives.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's,
yeah, all
that. See, that's a perfect example of the heart and mind fighting each other. She wants you there. She wants you all there, or to call, or to send cards, or to, are you doing okay, Mom? Or what can I help you with, Mom? She wants that. So just tell everybody to give it to her.
Okay.
I'm not getting anything higher. It's almost like, if I dare them not to, will they do it anyway? And we all play that game, don't we?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we all play that game. All right, let me know how that works out, will you?
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, a lot of you are starting to give me feedback about stuff that I've helped you with, and I really do appreciate that, and then sometimes other information comes in. Johanna in Florida.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, baby cakes.
Well, I've never been the second on the call, so I have a question for the channel, and I also just want to say that I did the, from the call, I think it was last week, where we talk about the money and we'll get money from anywhere, just bring it in, kind
yep.
of, you know, general thing. And I got a check from Wells Fargo because they didn't pay me enough, because they charged too much for my foreclosure, which I thought was hilarious. I got, anyway, I won't go into the details because they're boring, but I got, not large sums yet, but I got money from several different unexpected places.
Uh-huh. Yep, that's how it works.
And I just found it so interesting because I didn't say it during my morning 10 minutes. I didn't remember to say it, and I really need to. But anyway, I just wanted to say that. And then the other thing that I just wanted to mention is how much this, you know, I believe that we learn by teaching. And I love to teach.
Yep.
I've taught a variety of things. And right now I'm just teaching dance, and I participate a lot in Al-Anon meetings. And I found that I'm talking to people about what they want and about being different. Well, in the movement thing, about creating new, you know, new ways of being
yes.
in the body.
Yeah.
And I just feel like the work is really, I'm really able to share it. And I'm so grateful for that, because I need to do that to make it real, but also it's so much what people need to know. I can't believe how different my life is integrating this material over the last 6 months. I mean, it's just
beautiful,
unbelievable.
Johanna. Thank you. Thank you for that.
So,
and good on you that you see where you can use it in life to expand other people and help. That's what I want you guys to do. Take it out. Take what you know out. You don't have to preach. you know, you can just remind like you're doing. What do you want? What do you really want? And what's going on inside of you? And how can you love yourself more? Everybody needs to hear that, guys. Everybody. Definitely.
Yeah,
our
it really does. And I had this one woman from Al-Anon who called me because she heard me speak about that in a meeting. And she said that was like, no kidding. She said this about four times. That was liquid gold in my life. I'm not going to go, like I said, into all the details, but she said, because I told her to just shift, because this is what I've been working on, is shifting from everything that's wrong with my kids and my wife and my granddaughter and all of that to what's good and or, and what I want. And
yep.
I started also writing down what works in my life, because I'm not young. And I've been looking at, like, what's wrong and what I have to do to fix it for, like, my entire adult life.
Yeah,
you know?
But, guys, if you're looking for what's wrong, your brain can only continue to see what's wrong.
Right.
You've got to say what's right. What's powerful within me? What's joyful in me? How can I be happier? How can I be wealthier? How can I be healthier? How can I? That you've got to ask positive, so you train your brain to approach things from there. Okay, so what's your question?
So my question is, one of the things that I am well, I have two things. I'm kind of tired a lot here in Florida, and I wasn't experiencing that in New Mexico. But and then I have a tour that I want to do for people to go to New Mexico. This is a major undertaking for me, and it would be around the time of Creation Station, which is a conflict.
Okay.
But
How can I?
Right.
What do you want? Johanna, see, when I say you're clear about what you want, they say sort of, kind of. Well,
I'm not.
But guys, you cannot
create. I want to do this,
create.
But I'm really
Hold
afraid
on.
Of it. I'm. Go ahead.
You cannot create if you don't know specifically what you want. And what we do is we put our fear and we put our doubts and we put a, gee, I don't know how I can, in the way before we ever get clear about what we want, because that's the way the mind gets in the way of the heart. That's exactly what they're talking about. And then your possibilities get limited.
Well, and in my history, I would say I wouldn't do either one.
So,
you
Johanna,
know,
write down what you want. When you get off, write down everything you want, like all the money's there, all the plans are there, everything's in alignment, like you've already got it. You're writing out the itinerary. You're writing out everything you want.
Okay.
And feel your love place around that. And then say, come on, universe, let's create this. Look, you already know that you've created money coming in from nowhere.
Right.
If it works in one place in your life, it works everywhere in your life.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That's what they want you to do before we go anywhere else.
Okay.
Because
thank you very much.
Yep, guys, pointless to keep treading water. You got to know where you're swimming to. Okay, thank you, baby cakes, and thank you for all those lovely comments, Johanna. Appreciated more than you know. Lisa in Florida, you're on.
Howdy. Okay, here we go. In the last 2 years, there's been like two good examples where I do something ridiculous, and then when I realize what I've done, all I can think of is like scattered thinking. Like, I don't know how else to explain it. I'll give you the two examples. The first time was I threw my mom's wedding ring that she wore for over 60 years and also a couple $100 worth of gift cards. I threw them away. And then this week, I cut up my brand new debit card.
Why?
Thank you. Exactly.
Well,
I didn't do it on purpose.
Oh, come on. You had to know you're cutting up a card.
That's what I'm saying. That is so the opposite of who I am. I'm so detailed. I'm so, even after I did it, I didn't even realize that I did the new one until like a couple hours later. And
okay.
I don't know what's going on.
All right. Okay. So why is this happening? Is that the highest question? Yes. Jeez.
Oh,
but give me a song, Lisa.
Kumbaya.
Okay. Well, that's a pretty easy one. Kumbaya, Lord, come by here. Come by here, love. Come by here. Someone's crying, Lord. Kumbaya, come by here. So, that's the highest question. Why do you feel alone, Lisa?
Wow, that's not enough time.
Okay, that's what it's about.
Wow, okay.
Well, what better way to know and prove to yourself that you're alone than throw away valuable things that mean a lot to you? I'm alone and I'm unworthy. Nobody's around. Nobody takes care of me. Nobody's here. Nobody. Certainly God has abandoned me. But you see, you are the God of you. So when you allow, I can tell you right now that's not what your heart wants to hold. But your mind is telling you you're alone. You're never alone, ever, guys. But you have to call in. If you go, oh, my God, I'm so lonely. Why do I feel alone? You have to go, how can I feel loved? How can I feel supported? How can I reach out? That's your answer. Is there anything higher? No. Do you understand?
Yeah, I do.
You're sure? Okay. All right. Then
okay.
Then do your work. You know how to do it and turn it around. I am
Thank
loved.
You.
I am supported. I am surrounded by people who help hold me up. Okay?
Gotcha.
I am always focused on loving myself and doing everything for myself that's in the highest good. Okay. All right, baby. You can do this. You know how to do this, Lisa.
Thank you.
You bet. Okay, Diane in San Diego, you're on.
Hi, Dee. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm trying to figure out a pain in my lower back, that whether it's what is physical and what is emotional. I know everything has emotional context. I had it in January, and they told me when I went to the doctor that the back pain was from the UTI, but the UTIs have been cleared, and I'm still having extreme back pain in the right lower side by my waist, and nothing seems to be touching the pain to help it, and I'm not sure.
Well, are you sure you don't have another UTI?
No.
Yeah, well, I checked that out first because that's kind of where they're taking me. And let's get to energetically. Energetically, Diane, what's a pain in your back? Who is a pain in your back?
Well, I can go to, I could say it's either me or it's, I do have a friend that I work with that is dementia, and it's really difficult dealing with her, trying not
to push her buttons. That's where we're going to, and pardon my French, but they're saying she's really a pain in your ass right now.
Okay.
So it's coming more from your butt than your back. That's a true statement.
It does go down into my butt, so you're right.
Yeah. From what I'm hearing, I would definitely... Oh, really? Hold on, because they want me to go to the body book. I hate to do that on the show because it takes so long, but I just follow directions. Okay. UTI is a urinary tract infection, right?
Yes.
All right, everybody. Everybody, be patient here because these books are really big, as you know. Urinary. I'm almost there. Well, here it is. Here. Abandonment anticipation. This is the energetic cause behind, for you. There are others, but for you, around the UTI. Abandonment anticipation. They have a strong underlying abandonment anxiety and a resulting tendency to dependent attachment and to vulnerability avoidance, like the woman you're working with. At the same time, their experience makes them suppress resentment over vulnerability and abandonment anticipation. So allow yourself to acknowledge that within your energy field and thank your back and your UTI for bringing it forward for you. You don't need it anymore. You are directing your body to the state of health, the zero point of health. And let's see. I am always there for me. I know all other people are there for me. And I am attached to all energy who comes through and creates itself in powerful ways. Do I have to? Okay. And so it is. Invoking the symbol formula, violet flame, golden light, we are divine love. So it is. All right, baby.
Abandonment is a big thing in my life. So, yeah, I get it.
Yeah. Okay. And when we're working with people that we feel like we can't help, we feel abandoned. Do you understand the connection there?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So, again, guys, the highest statement, I release you to your own divine I am presence. I release you to your own creation. I will be here to love you and to support you. And bottom line, you are in charge of your own creation. Okay?
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Dee.
Yep.
Every Sunday is so exciting to me because I can't believe how much we get from every call, from everything you say.
Well,
so
the channel is pretty darn good. I'll give you that. You know, and I'm happy to be the conduit, guys, as are you. Because if we didn't all come together, it wouldn't happen. All
right?
So pat yourself on the back. Good. Thank you
love
for that.
Love and light to everybody.
And I love you. Yeah, you too, baby. Yep, it's a pretty extraordinary show. Gosh, don't we say that every week? Kelly in Texas, you're on.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm glad to be here. This is a great show. And, you know, just real quick, I've been listening for, I don't know, several months now. And I just want to say, Johanna, I have heard her growth, and it's super amazing. I'm really excited for her. So, Johanna,
oh,
keep going.
Isn't that nice to have that affirmation, Johanna? Yeah. Yeah,
and I say that
about all of you, you know.
Yeah, it's so great. And thank you, Dee, and thank you, Channel, for coming in for us.
You bet.
And you know what, real quick, the breathing affirmation or the breathing exercise really works.
I know. Good for you that you're doing it.
Yes. The key for me is consistency, because when I hold consistency and do it every day, I just see miracles. It's really
awesome.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
I would like some insight on my daughter and her son, my grandson. For instance, I just got a text this morning from her that said, "Mom, I'm so lost." I know, and you know, I feel powerless a lot.
Okay, what's your question? I need to know what the circumstance is. What is your most specific question?
Let's see if we can get there. For one, she's in a relationship that I don't think is best for her. There's some domestic abuse. There's a huge
Okay, I've got it, Gabby. I've got it. It's all about self-love. So,
okay.
And that's what's going on with her son, because, you know, kids mirror exactly what they see and what they're taught.
Okay.
So if a parent is allowing themselves to be used or abused in any way, the kid thinks that's the way it's supposed to be. So,
yeah, but he's four. Well, he'll be four in May, and he might say 10 words. He doesn't say mom or dad, and it's become concerning for me.
Well, because he feels like he has to suppress himself to keep people safe.
Wow.
Okay, so they want to give you a core belief why your daughter is not practicing more self-love.
Okay,
this page here, 1 through 5. Well, the core belief is, as it's written, we're changing the words, yeah. I don't think I have enough energy to do this. But it's really, I don't think I have enough self-worth to do this. So I'm going to her dad now. Are you still married to her dad?
Nope. And in fact, her biological dad is not even in her life, really just abandoned her.
Yeah. Well, there you go. It all stems from that. So I wasn't even worthy for my dad to stick around. So let me go marry somebody who's a lot like my dad in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
So I can prove to myself that I can do better and change him. Well, she can't.
Okay.
I mean, hold on. Is everybody balanced? Anybody switched? I get he wants to change, and he doesn't know how. Did he have abuse in his own family?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, a lot of times abused couples come together when they have abuse on both sides to subconsciously try to work out the abuse. Okay? But
yeah.
Neither one of them are conscious enough that that's what they're here to do. And the more you can help her be conscious about it, and it's imperative that somebody helps her for the kid.
Mm.
Okay. And helps her how? What's my best way? What's the best approach?
Getting her help, getting her therapy, teaching her that, you know, she feels, well, she's got to have therapy, they're saying. You can't do it.
Okay.
But you can say, look, sweetheart, you're not loving yourself and you're not, you know, you're not taking care of your soul, really.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
it's because your little girl was abandoned. And so
mm-hmm.
she thinks she's not worthy. And so you picked somebody now who's dealing with the same thing and needs help too. Do you think you guys could go to therapy around maybe both of you being abandoned and working through that issue so your son can thrive?
Right.
And if it's no, then at least you've opened the door for her to remember, Kathy. Okay?
Okay.
Again, and as a mother, I know how hard this is, trust me. But you cannot create for another person.
Right. Yeah, I know. It's really difficult sometimes because, and you're right. I mean, it cannot come from me. I have tried. It's got to come from a professional, a therapist. Now,
yeah, it does. It does. Even if you have to pay for it. I don't know what her financial stuff is, but.
Okay. Well, she's pulling the weight. She's pulling the weight of the three of them. But, okay, I'll do that. Thank you
okay.
very much.
You bet. You
and
bet.
I'm signing up for Creation Station. I can probably do the way. I know. I'm so excited. And I've got a private with you in April that I'm really looking forward to.
Well, me too, Kathy. And I can't tell you, you're going to have so much fun at this weekend. You know, we learn so much. Every hour we go, oh, my God, something new comes in, you know. But we have so much fun. And you're never going to eat better food, I can tell you that. I'll look forward to seeing you, honey. Thank you. Bye.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, Miss Robin in California, you're on.
Hey, Dee.
Hey, honey.
I just want to echo what everybody has said. This community and these calls and the growth I see are just so inspiring always.
Great. Thank you for that. Me too.
So I right, we're all on the journey. So I think that what you were speaking about first thing, you might have been talking directly to me that the head and the heart are conflicted. And I would say that I did not think that was the case until you gave the example of believing I don't have what would be required to fulfill what I want.
Yeah.
So.
Well, yeah, our head, you know, we go, well, I'll give you a perfect example. I want to be an actress. I'm going to New York.
Mm-hmm.
And all I heard was, are you kidding? You've never been out of Kansas. You don't know anybody. Nobody knows you. Who are you kidding? Right? Somehow, I was so freaking naive, you guys, that I just went, okay, well, I can always come back and teach. You know, it's okay. I'm going to go anyway.
mm-hmm.
And I am a huge believer in naivete. Because when you're naive, you don't have fear. So what is it that you want to do, Robin?
I'm creating a company that will redefine how women get their needs met using feminine principles.
Awesome.
The
first thing that they brought in was, you have to remember that masculine and feminine are one.
Mm-hmm.
So
in
those feminine principles is masculine energy to bring it to life.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's really important, they're saying, for you.
Interesting, because it is about balance, right? So it's not one is better than the other. It's like everything you say about how to create
it's
a baby,
that
you have to have equal.
That's right. It's one entity. Mastufem. I just coined a new word, guys. Mastufem. Okay? It's one force that we have separated so that our minds can understand it. But our hearts work as one entity. With Mastufem. Okay. So, and what's the biggest thought that comes up that stops you?
I think it's that I know it's, what did you say? How the world, how I see myself, how the world sees, how I see the world,
how
and how the world sees me.
Right.
And I think it's how the world sees me is not big enough, powerful enough, or known enough.
So when you were little, who was the world that saw you that way? Yeah, I'm going right to your dad, dude.
Okay.
Save you a little time. Okay.
Okay.
She's my sweet little girl. Go ahead. Give me some feedback.
That was my sister. That was my sister who passed away. I was the tough tomboy, too big, too powerful, too.
Good. Well, that's where we're going. You can't be too big and too powerful, Robin. When you do it through divine love, you cannot be too big and too powerful. Mother Teresa stopped a war.
Yeah.
Okay? Gandhi changed the world. They were powerful in ways that other people did not define power at the time. Correct?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay. So, you know, love is the strongest creative force that we work with. When I say you are creating this new venture with divine love, it goes to no.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh. Ooh,
how much
girl.
Do
okay.
I love what I'm doing? How much do I love me that I'm doing it? How much do I love this world that I'm doing it for? I love me so much that I choose to see everybody looking at me going, oh my gosh, she's got the answer. Let's go.
Well, okay.
Okay? But that's retraining your brain from your dad going, don't be too powerful, don't be too bold.
Okay.
He was just, without knowing how to say it, saying, could you bring a little balance in, sweetheart? Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
All right. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Christiana in Minnesota, you're on.
Hi. I just have a question. At night, I've been hearing someone talking to me. They always come to the left side of me, the left side of my bed, and now they're stepping towards the head of the bed. And just, I can't make out what they're saying.
Okay, because you're scared. You can't make out what they're saying because they're scared. And it's only your channel, honey. It's the way you're opening up your channel. You know what a channel is, right? You know that's what I do, right? Right?
Like channeling spirit, yeah.
Well, a channel is like an open telephone line to for want of a better word, your higher self or the God of who you are. It's a telephone line into all thought and all possibility. And whether you know it or not, you're asking yourself to open up your channel. But guys, and this will probably be a big part of Creation Station, you have to trust yourself to do that. You can't be afraid of the boogeyman. So when you lay down to go to sleep at night, you say, I'm ready, willing, and able to connect with my channel through divine love. Everything that comes to me must be through divine love. I will accept nothing less. And then nothing can harm you. Do you understand?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Did that answer your question?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, good. Let me know, will you?
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I have time for, do I have time for one more? Okay, it says no one here. 512-272. Whoops, you're on. Hello, I can hear you. 512-272. Okay, well, I can't hear you. So we're going to Katie in New York, you're on.
Hi, Dee. I love the show. I love the show. I wanted to ask about love and being open to receiving love. I feel I want a relationship, and I tell myself I am worthy and deserving. So I'm just wondering is it something in my way?
Look, guys, again, you and your frequencies have to be in alignment for whatever you want. So when I say you love yourself, it goes to no. So that's what you work on first and foremost, is loving yourself. How do I know my magnificence? How can I cherish who I am? How can I appreciate everything about me? You get that into alignment, and they will find you, Katie.
So you're saying to say that to myself or say that to the universe? Or?
Well, I'm saying to say it to yourself. How can I love myself more? How can I really appreciate all my qualities? How can I know my own magnificence? How can I? That's my direction for this day, is that I will allow me to love myself and honor myself and know my self-worth more and more and more.
So I shouldn't focus on, because I want to know, like, is it something I'm doing that's
no, it's something
making me
you're
feel
being.
That way?
It's something you're
okay.
being.
Okay, like the energy, like my vibe. Kind of, or thinking,
yes.
like,
yes,
okay.
Because whatever you are in alignment with within yourself, all energy around you has to match. So if you're not loving yourself, why would you bring in someone who would really love you?
But okay, do I need to know how I'm not loving myself?
No,
like
you just need to know.
Okay,
you just need to focus on how awesome you are.
How can I live? Okay.
Yep. Okay.
Okay. I'll do this. Thank you.
Yep. Guys, that's the answer to everything. You want more money, you love yourself, you love money. You want more success, you love yourself, you love success. You want more relationships, you love yourself, you love the people that will honor and cherish you as you do yourself. Okay? Wow, what a great show, guys. Let's say it together loud and proud. I love me. Come on. Woo! I love me. And I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.